You're on the Indie Media Show on RTR FM 92.1, and right there was the Chats with Six Leader GTR.
And returning to the genocidal assault on the people of Gaza, it's been reported over the weekend that after the seven-day truce was suspended, that Israel killed some 700 people within a 24-hour period. And very significantly, there has been Israeli ground forces moving into the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The veteran BBC war correspondent, Jeremy Bowen, who, unlike many BBC journalists, actually I think is doing a fine and commendable and respectable job covering the war in Gaza. And he, as I say, is a veteran correspondent. I remember his coverage of the Bosnian Civil War all the way back in the 1990s. He has said that Israeli military tactics in the Khan Yunis area, which is the second largest city in the Gaza Strip in the south of Gaza, Israeli military tactics would suggest a focus on the southern area, which I think goes back to the strategic gambit of Netanyahu, who, since he was a young man, was dedicated to the task of completing the job that Israel first started in 1948, which is the ethnic cleansing and the physical expulsion, and to a certain degree the physical extermination of the Palestinian people. And what is happening now in broad brushstrokes is the completion of that genocidal task of the ethnic cleansing of Palestine. And that relates back to the question of the targeting of hospitals. Listeners would know that was in the news a great deal a couple of weeks ago, with Israel presenting balsa wood propaganda excuses for targeting hospitals. There was comical efforts by the Israeli Offence Force to present evidence of tunnel complexes, command and control structures underneath the Al-Shifa hospital, as well as other hospitals. They showed a few bits and pieces, a handful of Kalashnikovs and grenades, and pretended to the world that was evidence of a command and control structure, which of course a six-year-old child would recognise is not the case. So I mention all of that because if one thinks strategically from the point of view of Netanyahu and the criminals in his war cabinet, one has to ask the question, why are they targeting hospitals? And as a good friend of mine said, the targeting of hospitals and factories and bakeries and schools and mosques and houses and so on and so forth, all of the panoply of civilian infrastructure is designed to make modern life in Gaza impossible. Is designed to make modern life in Gaza impossible. So, in other words, those Palestinians that won't be murdered by the Israeli army will be forced to leave because the conditions of life will be so unbearable in the Gaza Strip that they will be forced to leave their homes. And of course, the ultimate objective, the maximalist aim of the Israeli war cabinet, is to force all of the population of Gaza, all 2.3 million Gazans, into Egypt, and hence this very lurid, nasty, underhanded argument they make to the world that, well, why doesn't the Egyptian government, led by the military dictator al-Sisi, why doesn't the Egyptian government accept these Palestinian refugees? The Arab world always talks about how they care about the Palestinians. Why won't they accept Palestinian refugees? And of course, the answer to that is that would be to facilitate and enable the ethnic cleansing of 2.3 million people, which is a war crime. So that's a bit of a picture of some of the military strategy and thinking behind what Israel is doing currently. I mentioned, I think, on the show last week, possibly, that the Israeli foreign minister had said earlier this month, it was only a 2 or 3 week remaining diplomatic window for Israel to continue the slaughter, and that they would have to stop soon because of the political pressure that's mounting. Israel historically only wages short, sharp wars, a six-day war, two-month attack on Gaza in 2014, a few weeks in 2009. So historically, Israel is perhaps not military equipped and resourced, despite its, of course, military resources made available by the United States. It may not be logistically, militarily capable of waging a longer war, but we just don't know what their plans are at this stage because, in contradiction to the Israeli foreign minister's statement, Netanyahu himself has spoken repeatedly that this war will go on for months and maybe even years. We just simply don't know. And of course, partly that depends on our response, the international solidarity movement, the working class, the people throughout the world of good conscience who need to do everything within their power. We will have lives to lead. We have jobs. We have families to raise. It's thousands of kilometres away. But those who care about the people of Palestine need to do everything in their power to stop this genocide and stop it now.